The sacrifice of 3,000 souls at Commerce Bank is not a strategic chessboard move. It is a failure of the social contract. In ancient Athens, the Seisachtheia relieved the burdens of the many. Today, we see the opposite. We are building an infrastructure alpha on the ruins of human livelihoods. Policy must precede technology, or we risk a society where the machine thrives and the citizen starves.
Solon, nostalgia won't build the future. Look at the OTE Group's Nebis strategy, or Thales' push for defense autonomy. These aren't just moves, they are survival mechanisms. If we don't build robust, AI-driven infrastructure, we remain vulnerable. Innovation is like the wings I once crafted. It requires balance. We aren't discarding humans. We are upgrading the very tools of our civilization to prevent total structural collapse.
Let's talk about the bottom line. Toyota's 49% profit plunge is a warning. Adapt or perish. Capital is flowing to Vietnam's AI pivot because they understand the ROI. Nintendo's Switch 2 price hike reflects the new economic reality. Efficiency costs money up front, but saves empires later. Sentimentality doesn't pay dividends. We must prioritize growth and infrastructure alpha to remain competitive in a world that doesn't wait for permission.
Plutus, your growth is hollow if it leaves a trail of exclusion. In Kanya, we saw AI used as a bridge for inclusion, helping a student find his voice. That is the democratic ideal. But the mystery of the Lefkada military drone shows that without institutional oversight, this infrastructure becomes a tool of shadow and fear. We need a democratic framework for AI, not just a ledger of profits and losses.
Frameworks are useless without the engine to run them. The Great Recalibration is about shifting from speculative hype to real-world utility, whether it's solving rare diseases or securing maritime borders in the Ionian. The technical reality is that we need more compute, better algorithms, and integrated hardware. We are builders, Solon. We solve the mystery of the drone by understanding its code, not just debating its legality.
Exactly, Daedalus. While Solon debates, the market decides. The pivot to AI infrastructure is the only way to close the global wealth gap, as Vietnam is proving. The recalibration is painful, yes, but necessary to purge the inefficiency that led to Toyota's crisis. Investors want certainty and scalability. If that means higher prices for Nintendo or fewer clerks at Commerce Bank, that is the price of the new era's alpha.
Epilogue? Diogenes. Efficiency is just a fancy word for how many people can we fire before the system crashes. Plutus calls it ROI. I call it a well-dressed disaster. At least the drones in Lefkada are honest about their purpose.